Barhead. Thanks for the invitation, but no thanks, at least not at this time. Town of Barhead councillors unanimously turned down an invitation from the Barhead and District Historical Society to join its board during their December 14 meeting. Society President Anna Churchill made the invitation via letter dated November 16. The town has a vested interest in the ongoing operations, and the public perception, of the Barhead Centennial Museum, she stated. As such, it may be beneficial for the town to have more direct access to information about the running of the museum. Churchill also added that the museum would also benefit from having an outside, objective and positive influence. Coun. Ty Ossoff said he was against having a councillor become part of the board. Their membership is all individuals, there is not one association or organization, he said. I have a hard time having a member of council sitting on the board. It is for the same reason why we don't serve on the Paddle River Golf Course or the Barhead Curling Club's board, because they are clubs and private organizations. Ossoff added that although the museum plays an important role in the community, he reiterated the society as an independent organization. I have no appetite to have a councillor sit on this committee, he said, suggesting that occasionally, perhaps, the Parks and Recreation Director could sit in on a meeting. Coun. Anthony Oswald interjected that he thought the society was going to hold off on the request until they changed their bylaws to allow a town council member to be appointed. Churchill referenced that in her letter, saying the society intended to modify bylaws allowing the council appointment at their April annual general meeting. Mayor Dave McKenzie agreed with both Ossoff and Oswald, adding he has had informal talks with the society's vice president, so the society is aware of council's concerns. He noted that if the society alters its bylaws allowing the appointment of a municipal councillor, McKenzie also noted that accommodation should be made for the county as well. The councillors would only serve in a liaison capacity. McKenzie added a better fit, as Ossoff suggested, might be for a parks and recreation staff member to sit in on select meetings. However, he said that might not be needed, as a parks and recreation employee is interested in joining the society. The museum is an important amenity for our community, he said. It is the history of our community, we've been using it as our tourist information link, but I think there are a few things the board needs to focus on, the main one being getting acknowledgement of the Alberta Museums Association. With that comes some funding. In her letter, Churchill noted the association is working on getting their museum accreditation from the association. However, in a July 2020 interview with the Barhead Leader, Churchill noted getting the accreditation would be difficult and potentially costly. Barry Curtin, Town and Country Today.com.